And now the responsive reading, Psalm 71 on page 794 in your hymnal. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me.
Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress, to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress.
Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel.
For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth.
Upon you I have leaned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you.
I have been an example to many, for you are my strong refuge.
My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day.
Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent.
For my enemies speak concerning me.
Those who watch for me, my life consult together, saying,
God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for there is no deliverer.
O God, be not far from me.
O my God, make haste to help me.
A bit of a change this week. Our second reading comes, as it always does, from the Hebrew Bible, but from the prophet Jeremiah, Jeremiah 1, 4 through 10. You can find this in your pew Bible in the Hebrew Bible on page 656. And this is one that I'm hoping members of our youth group and our little kids are listening to, because this has an important message for younger folks. Hear these words. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson today comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 through 29. Can be found on page 213 in your pew Bible's New Testament. Hear these words. You have not come to something that can be touched, a blazing fire in darkness, in gloom, in a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and a voice whose words made the hares beg that not another word be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned to death. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in a festal gathering, and to the assembly of all the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. see that you do not refuse the one who is speaking. For if they did not escape when they refused the one who warned them on earth, how much less will we escape if we reject the one who warns from heaven? At that time, his voice shook the earth. But now he has promised, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of what is shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks, by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For indeed, our God is a consuming fire. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. That's a great way to lead us into the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Luke. We've been following along through Luke and we'll continue today. Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. Another story of a healing by the Lord. It's on page 71 in your Hebrew Bible, in the New Testament of your pew Bible. Now, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, who Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And so if you're looking at your bulletin now, maybe it's a little clearer. All those folks likely untied their animals, took them out of the manger, and took them to the water trough on the Sabbath day. And clearly that was the okay thing to do. If you take this lesson to heart, Jesus is calling each one of us to break the rules just like Jesus broke the rules. But let me be clear. God wants us to follow the laws of our society, but we have every right to break some rules, and we should have every expectation that there are some rules, many rules, in fact, that are made to be broken. Let me explain. When you think about it, God is the ultimate rule breaker. From a human perspective, God breaks rules right and left. Think about today's scripture lessons and think about all the other stories that you know from the Bible. I think you'll find that maybe what I say has valor. In the Holy Land in ancient times, in the times of the Hebrew Bible, and even in the first century society, children were among the lowest of the low on the social ladder. That's right, kids. Kids had no rights at all. They were considered human property, almost like slaves. You've probably heard the old adage, children should be seen and not heard. Well, that certainly pertained to kids of biblical times. But listen again to these lines from Jeremiah. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, truly, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. In this reading from Jeremiah and in so many other places throughout the Bible, God breaks the rules about who is too young and who is too old, who is worthy and who is able to be a prophet according to human standards. God chooses whom God chooses to speak for God, period. So many times in our human society, we decide that some people are just too young and other folks are too old to be of any use. Well, not so God. Think about what you know about the Bible. Think about Abraham and Sarah. Now, before God changed his name, Abram was called by God to leave everything he owned and pick up and move to an unknown land. God told him in the book of Genesis, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Abram was 75 years old when God first called him. But that's not all. A few years later, God promised Abraham and Sarah that they would have children, even though Sarah was barren. At this point, Sarah was 90 years old and Abraham was 100 years young. God chooses whom God chooses, period. God breaks all the rules. Listen again to these lines. They were changed a little bit in our hymnal, but if you listen to the direct lines from Psalm 71, it says this, O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to all the generations to come. God's rule breaking didn't end when Jesus came to earth. In fact, it intensified. Think about that story that I read from Luke's gospel, where Jesus heals the woman with the bent over body. The leader of the synagogue was incensed, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath. And as Scripture tells us, he told the crowd, there are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, but not on the Sabbath day. Can you imagine? Come back on the appropriate day if you want to be healed. We do have rules here, you know. Jesus points out that technically, even if you were to untie your donkey and take it out to the trough for water, then you are breaking the rules against working on the Sabbath. How absurd. These examples from the Bible of divine rule breaking go on and on. If you don't believe me, take a look for yourself. Jesus Christ did the right thing. He didn't worry about the rules of society, and so should we. I want you to listen to some of the things that I've heard since I've been your pastor here at Burns Church. These are things folks have said to me. I can't make a difference in this world. I'm only a kid. Or the opposite. I'm too old to make the world a better place. I've heard people say this: I just don't have time to pray and read the Bible every day. I'm just too busy. If only I had $1 million, then I could give 10% in a tithe to the church. I can't afford to increase my giving back to God. I don't want to serve on a church committee because I've already done my time serving on a committee and teaching Sunday school. Been there, done that. We've tried that before and it didn't work. If only we could attract young parents with kids, then our church would grow. And finally, our church shouldn't be involved in that kind of mission work. My brothers and sisters, maybe it's time to examine your own thinking. Maybe it's time to consider how often you make up your own rules and your own limitations that keep you from doing the right thing. Just imagine what might happen if you eliminated some of these words and key phrases from your thinking and your talking. What if you got rid of these words? I can't. I won't. I shouldn't. We couldn't. If only. What if we were to change our thinking and our talking to include more of these words and phrases? I can. I will. Let's give it a try. What if you spent more time thinking about what God is calling you to do and less time thinking about what society tells you are the rules? What if you were to really take to heart the words of Micah? What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? What then? Let us break the rules for Jesus. Shalom. Amen.